Excellent. So first I should say that there are no relationships through this close. And to begin with, research suggests that African American and black youth living in high poverty settings have higher rates of early sexual initiation and related behavioral risks associated with negative health and social outcomes into adulthood. And also that youth who are early sexual initiators have an increased likelihood of having had an STI, multiple sex partners, having been involved in pregnancy, been forced by a partner to have sex, had had frequent intercourse, and had sex while drunk or high. We also know from research that parents play a major role in helping to shape the behaviors of their sons and daughters. Whether consciously or unconsciously, they influence helping youth stay sexually abstinent. They reduce other adolescent risk-taking. We also know that parental monitoring, parent-adolescent communication, parental disapproval of risk behaviors are key protective factors. And parents who set consistent rules about dating and those who link teenage abstinence to their family values are more likely than others to have adolescents who delay initiation. But despite the influence that parents can have on their children's behaviors, they often underestimate the risks that their children encounter. And this may lead to inappropriate or ineffective parenting practices. In addition, even if parents do know and are aware of the risks that their sons and daughters face, I mean, chances are they feel ill-equipped to sort of help shepherd their children through the challenging time of adolescence. And so they welcome support from community-based organizations, schools, healthcare providers, and other sources of support. One of the challenges that we face in parent education is the challenge of reaching large numbers of parents with programs on any topic, particularly topics related to sex and sexual education. And programs often, for parents, programs require intensive involvement. They're costly. They may engage only those parents who are, you know, naturally motivated to attend sessions or have schedules that accommodate the demands of participation. And this is especially true in those communities where we did this research, where only a third of the adolescents live with both parents, and many families are stressed by the demands of parenting, underemployment, and the struggle to make ends meet. So this randomized trial builds on previous research conducted by EDC with saving sex for later, and especially for daughters. These studies, we developed and evaluated brief, culturally relevant, and theoretically based audio parent interventions for African American and Latino families living in New York City. And the intervention consisted of audio stories distributed to parents through CDs, mailed to their homes. And the stories used were developmentally and gender appropriate, using dramatic vignettes to model positive parenting practices. Practices such as monitoring, rule setting, disapproval of risk, communication, and family support. Saving Sex for Later targeted youth in sixth grade, especially for daughters, was developed to be age appropriate for girls about 1 year older than the target population for Saving Sex for Later. Especially for daughters, stories incorporated additional materials around alcohol and other substance use, and they more explicitly address the pressures to have sex with older boys that teenage girls often face, and how to deal with unwanted sexual advances. So both interventions were developed using a community-based formative research process to ensure that the stories were culturally relevant and developmentally appropriate. And throughout all the stages of the development process, including the story conceptualization and scripting, we conducted a series of parent and student focus groups to provide feedback on the materials. And in addition, we formed a community advisory board of parents and teachers and principals from the eight schools in New York City from whom we collected feedback on the content of the stories that are in the CD. And as this insert from one of the CD shows, the fictional families depicted in the stories represent diverse family structures, including single-parent households and households led by grandparents. Families also are representative of a diversity of values, viewpoints related to dating and relationships. However, every single family modeled positive practices to encourage healthy behaviors and choices. And for each set of audio stories, a celebrity who was well-known or well-liked by our target population was invited to serve as the narrator. And the role of the narrator in our stories is to set up the events and the settings in which each event took place, and also summarize the positive practices that were depicted at the end of each story. And as you can see here, celebrities that we've used include Angela Bassett, John Amos, Tony Planta from Ugly Betty, and Andre Brower. As I noted earlier, one of the biggest challenges to parenting education is the challenge of recruiting and engaging parents in high-intensity, high-effort interventions like in-person groups or events. And so the benefits of this audio intervention approach is that it is both brief and low demand for parents. They can be distributed, you know, through a variety of mechanisms, including on CDs or MP3 files that can be downloaded and accessed online. And for this reason, parents are able to access them at a time that's most convenient for them, you know, when they're in different places, whether in their car, on the laptop, or on the phone. So the results from our studies of saving sex for later, and especially for daughters, found that both of these interventions had a positive impact on reducing preteen risk behaviors at follow-up. We also found that the audio approach was acceptable to large proportions of parents, with feedback being overwhelmingly positive on the parent feedback forms. So what do you do when you have findings like this? You get more money and you expand the work. And so the Healthy Futures Longitudinal Study builds on Saving Sex for Later, and especially for daughters. And it expands them into a multi-year program spanning 6th through 9th grades. And the aim of the study was to test the effectiveness of this multi-year parent-mediated HIV intervention for delaying early sexual initiation and reducing sexual risk-taking among African-American and other Black youth living in high-poverty communities. And we followed families through until 10th grade. This intervention replicates the audio stories approach, but the families in this multi-year study received the intervention across a 3-year period from 6th through 8th grade. In addition, using the same kind of formative process, we created 2 additional CD sets for our sons, for boys the same age as the girls receiving, especially for daughters, and preparing for high school. So during each school year, parents were mailed 3 to 4 audio CDs at approximately 4 to 6 week intervals. As in the earlier CDs, the stories these new sets modeled positive parenting practices, and these practices were demonstrated through short vignettes of conversations between parents and their sons and daughters, and also among parents. So this slide provides some of the story titles across the 4 sets of audio stories. As you can see, the topics address a range of pubertal concerns and dating relationship issues. These also include strategies for setting rules, for example, about homework or curfew, as well as the stories that model parental support and encouragement. So for this trial, we recruited 1,223 sixth-grade youth and parents from schools in Brooklyn, New York. And our study sample was predominantly Black, where close to two-thirds of the youth were living in a single-parent household. And for the 2010-2011 school year, the percentage of students that were enrolled for free lunches at the schools ranged from 61 to 99%. So each family was assigned to one of three conditions. The intervention in which they received Healthy Futures audio stories over three school years. The attention control in which families received print materials covering similar topics related to positive parenting practices. And the control in which families received packets of recipes and information about nutrition. And youth were surveyed at their schools at baseline and 3 months post-intervention about their sexual behaviors. So study findings demonstrated that after receiving the intervention, over 2 years, youth assigned to the Healthy Futures intervention had lower rates of lifetime sexual activity when compared to the control youth at follow-up. Intervention youth were also less likely than control or attention control youth to report having sex or touching or being touched under their clothes during the past 3 months. So the Healthy Futures intervention effects were stronger for males in the study, with intervention males having lower rates of lifetime and recent sexual activity than control males. So these results demonstrate the positive impact that Healthy Futures approach has in delaying sexual involvement. It is brief. It is a brief intervention that can be disseminated directly to the homes, either through CDs or online, and it has the potential to influence large populations of parents and teens. And we will continue to analyze data after youth have received the intervention for 3 years. And further analysis will examine the long-term duration of these effects. And so before I close, I'd like to share with you a few of the quotes from parents from the intervention group about the audio stories. And I'll just read a few of these. One mom says, "My son is at the age where getting information out of him is like pulling teeth." Any of you with sons out there can probably relate to that. "Listening to the CD together helps with positive feedback." Someone else says, "Thank you for making the transition for my son easier. Being a single mom, it's difficult to trust any male figure to discuss these issues with my son. These CDs have helped me tremendously raise my daughter and teach her to make better choices in life." "Excellent. These CDs are so true to life. Even every teenager and parent preparing for high school would benefit from this information." And then finally, one said, "After we listened together, she listened by herself, kept them coming, keep them coming. Quite informative, easy listening, and easily understood." So with that said, I'd like to acknowledge our research team of Olivia Alford and Mary Kay Langdon and a few others. I'm not going to go through all the names. The staff at the schools in New York City and Brooklyn, and the families that were recruited, as well as Mile End Films, for their role in the production of audio stories. And this project was funded by a grant from the NIH. Thank you for your time.